The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told a gathering of Pacific leaders he's delivering on his promise to step up Australia's engagement within the region. And to back up the promise, Mr. Turnbull has announced several initiatives at the Pacific Islands Forum in Samoa's capital, Apia. Among them is a new labour scheme to allow thousands of workers from small island states to work in Australia for up to 3 years. Our Pacific Affairs reporter Liam Fox is in Apia and he joined me earlier. Liam, what were the initiatives outlined by the Prime Minister?
Well, this is Prime Minister Turnbull's second Pacific Islands Forum. He made the pledge to step up Australia's engagement with the Pacific at last year's forum. At last year's forum, he came with a sizable bag of goodies, including $60 million for climate change abatement and a promise of hundreds of millions more over the next 4 years. He didn't come with quite the same degree of largesse to this year's Pacific Islands Forum, but he did announce a number of initiatives that touch on some important issues here in the Pacific. The management and protection of fishing stocks, it's an important source of revenue for many small Pacific Island countries, and so is stopping illegal fishing. So Australia has announced that it will fund a new aerial surveillance mission to bolster that fight against illegal fishing. Another big issue is the quality of pharmaceutical drugs that are coming into this region. We've heard stories, particularly out of Papua New Guinea, about health administrations buying dodgy drugs, drugs that are out of date and drugs that simply don't do the job that they're supposed to do. And the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has signed agreements with Nauru, Tonga and Tuvalu that will put them into a pilot program that will see the Therapeutic Goods Administration test the quality and safety of pharmaceutical drugs coming into the region. And perhaps the initiative that will resonate most with people in the Pacific is a new Pacific Labour Scheme. It will allow for people from Kiribati, Tuvalu and Nauru to work in rural and regional areas of Australia for up to 3 years. It's due to start next year with an initial take of 3,000 workers. And Mr. Turnbull said it will have a huge benefit for the people from those three small countries.
It has to be labour market tested, so it's not... It's designed to enable workers from Pacific Islands to come and work in regional Australia where employers can't find Australian labour to do the work. But you can imagine the benefit it has because of the training it provides, the experience it provides, and of course the income that it provides through the remittances back to their island homes. So it's building on previous programs. It's a very important part of our engagement.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull there. Liam, what's been the reaction of the other leaders to Mr. Turnbull's announcements?
From the conversations I've heard, it's generally positive. We spoke to the Prime Minister of Tuvalu, Anele Sopawanga. He, as I mentioned, Tuvalu is one of the three countries that will take part in this new labour scheme. He welcomed it. He wasn't exactly overjoyed. He described it as an extension of an existing scheme. He did say it would be a benefit to his people. But he said that there also needs to be an easing of the requirements for transit visas, that people who want to participate in temporary working schemes, and that there also needs to be work done to lessen the costs for those workers working in Australia to remit their money back to their home country. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
In Tuvalu, you have to go to Fiji to pay for your fare to get visas in Fiji because there are no high commissions of Australia and New Zealand in Tuvalu. So it's already a one-sided arrangement. And then also the other issue is the remission of the money, because I don't see any assistance to transmitting the workers' money. They still have to go through the commercial banks. All these things eat up what little money they can earn.
Tuvalu's Prime Minister Anele Sopawanga. And Liam, climate change is always a prominent issue at the Pacific Islands Forum. Earlier in the week, some leaders said there were feelings of resentment towards Australia for its continued support of coal as a source of power and export revenue. Was that resentment voiced to Mr. Turnbull during today's leaders' retreat?
Well, we were told by the Pacific leaders, Anele Sopawanga among them, that they would be raising it. They said that when they hear news out of Australia about the approvals for the massive Adani coal mine and the talk among some Conservative MPs about support for a new coal-fired power station that really hurts in the Pacific, and they said that they would be raising it. Mr. Turnbull was asked if that was the case today. He said, no, it wasn't, that there were no feelings of resentment or disappointment or anger raised with him. And in the conversations that he had, he was told that Australia's support in the area of climate change, mitigation and adaptation was greatly appreciated.
On the contrary, they appreciate the work that we're doing and very much appreciated the discussion we had about technology and the way in which we can provide assistance. In fact, I'm going to arrange for the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, which has now a lot of expertise in renewable technologies and in storage that can provide the backup, because whether it's in Australia or in the Pacific, the wind doesn't blow all the time and the sun doesn't shine all the time. So how do you back it up? They're very interested in the very practical, thoughtful approaches we have to technology, and I look forward to more cooperation and assistance.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, and I was speaking to our Pacific Affairs reporter, Liam Fox, in Apia.